Supplier capability evidence. Evidence of supplier capability can take the form of supplier audits or supplier certification. Supplier audits. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a supplier audit as auditing supplier processes as part of a supplier development system. Organizations use a process of selecting suppliers by specifying and weighting selection criteria, and then rating suppliers being considered using them. While a supplier audit may be used during that process, it may also be used when developing a partnership with suppliers. This implies that the organizations are committing to work together to achieve specific goals over a longer time frame. This helps achieve the just-in-time pillar of Lean. Note that not every supplier can or should be considered for a partnership. The supplier audit will consider the stability of the supplier management system and the seriousness with which the supplier approaches the partnership agreement. Security systems and other protocols possessed by the supplier to prevent loss of proprietary information. The supplier's level of commitment to quality. Imperfections in supplied materials can drive unacceptable levels of waste or defects during production of the product in question. The supplier's customer service commitment and goals. Once these factors have been considered and a supply partner has been selected, an organization may certify a supplier based on its criteria or on criteria set by an external entity. Supplier certification. A good way to provide assurance of supplier quality or capability is to certify the supplier or contract with suppliers who are certified in a relevant standard. Then monitor the status of these certifications. Supplier certification is one of the techniques used to manage partnership-based quality planning. Related terms from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary follow. Supplier certification. Certification procedures verifying that a supplier operates, maintains, improves, and documents effective procedures that relate to the customer's requirements. Such requirements can include cost, quality, delivery, flexibility, maintenance, safety, and ISO quality and environmental standards. Certified supplier. A status awarded to a supplier based on the buyer's audit finding that the supplier consistently meets the buyer's predetermined quality, cost, delivery, financial, and count objectives. Incoming inspection of materials and parts from certified suppliers may not be required. The benefits of supplier certification accrue to the supplier and the buying organization. Examples include reduction in the cost of quality for buyers, no inspection, appraisal, costs, very low defect handling costs. Reduction in internal and external failure costs for suppliers and buyers caused by defective parts. Reduction in prevention costs. Preference in competitive bidding by suppliers. Ability to negotiate longer-term contracts. In the organization's EERP system, there will be several tiers of suppliers. The first acceptable level will be approved supplier or an equivalent. Within this set, there will often be a higher tier, preferred supplier. And if so, this supplier must be selected if they are able to deliver. If not, the purchaser may select a different supplier from the approved supplier list. Some approved and preferred suppliers will also be certified, and those suppliers will be on the qualified supplier list or an equivalent. These suppliers will have a quality information record in the EERP system that should be reviewed when selecting that supplier and monitored regularly for compliance. This will ensure the appropriate certifications are up to date and in compliance. Supplier quality ratings provide a quantitative summary of a supplier's quality over a specific period of time. They provide the supplier and the buyer with a common language and factual information from which to have quality discussions. Supplier quality ratings differ widely among manufacturers in terms of individual metrics used and their overall weighting. For example, an organization could use SCORDS metrics related to supplier reliability and cost and require that to get and remain on the qualified suppliers list. Suppliers must meet or exceed the following thresholds for at least 3 consecutive quarters.
RL
1.2 perfect supplier order fulfillment. Supplier greater than or equal to 98% for this level 1 metric, consisting of RL 2.5% of orders delivered in full from the supplier. Supplier meets greater than or equal to 98% line item fill rate. RL 2.6 delivery performance to original supplier commit date. Supplier meets greater than or equal to 95% on time delivery against first confirmed date, not revised dates. RL 2.7 supplier order documentation accuracy. Supplier meets greater than or equal to 99% accuracy of packing lists, invoices, and customs documentation and 100% accuracy on quantities, part numbers, or harmonized system, HS, codes. RL2.8 supplier order perfect condition. Supplier meets greater than or equal to 99.5% defect-free receipts. CO3.12 supplier quality engineering. Score DS defines this as the costs associated with the determination, development slash certification, and monitoring of suppliers' capabilities to fully satisfy the applicable quality and regulatory requirements. Supplier demonstrates structured quality engineering practices, for example, FMEEI. Certification requires evidence of corrective and preventive actions within agreed-upon timelines. Failure in any metric would trigger probation and corrective action review under CO3.12. The organization will track the internal costs of supplier quality engineering to feed into their total cost of ownership and cost of quality metrics.